So I just want to share some scriptures with you on it. And it starts out, "Worship me in the beauty of holiness. All true beauty reflects some of whom I am. I am working my ways in you, the divine artist creating loveliness within your being. My main work is to clear out debris and clutter, making room for my spirit to take full possession. Collaborate with me in this effort by being willing to let go of anything I choose to take away. I know what you need, and I have promised to provide all of that abundantly. Your sense of security must not rest in your possessions or in things going your way. I am training you to depend on me alone, finding fulfillment in my presence. This entails being satisfied with much or with little, accepting either as my will for the moment. Instead of grasping and controlling, you are learning to release and receive. Cultivate this receptive stance by trusting me in every situation." So, and the verse it has down here, it says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." So we should give the Lord all the glory, because he is our all in all. And when we worship him, he becomes more to us, and our faith is strengthened. And it's important, you know, when we do lean upon him and let his word dwell within us, we become more like him, and so we can worship him in beauty and holiness, because we become more like him, and that's what we want. We want to shine forth his, you know, his word in our life. Let it shine through us. So it's important that we do worship him and give him all the praise. And I have a few scriptures I'd like to read. Let's see. We'll start with Second Corinthians 3:5. I think I'll start there. "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." So he is, you know, he is our all in all. He is there for us to provide everything that we need. You know, we just really need to look to him for every circumstance in our life, and trust that he will take care of it. And we know that he will, even before we ask, but he wants us to go to him with these petitions, you know, in faith. And you have to have faith. You know, he wants us to give him our all in all, and depend upon him to take care of us. Okay, let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 3, I think I'll start with verse 16, I think. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory. So, we know, he just tells us that he will does more exceedingly abundantly above what we even think or ask of him. We can't ask too much of him. He gave his all for us, so he cared enough to give all that he had for us. And he wants us to lean upon him and take advantage of what he has done for us. You know. Let's go to Ephesians 5. I think I'll start with I'll start with 17, I guess. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So right there he says, give thanks to him always for all things. And it doesn't matter what it is, big or small. He'll take care of it for us. It may be something we think is major, and it's really not. But the Lord will, he will give us a peace about it if we just let it go and let him take care. I want to go to Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16:1. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Amen. And then verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So he's the one that establishes our heart. If we just go to him, read his word, meditate upon it, and just really open our heart to him. He will. Our thoughts then will be established by him. All we need to do is lean upon him. Put all our faith and trust in him. Because we know we can't have any, there's no trust in this world. This world is just a mess. But I feel sorry for the ones that don't look to the Lord, because they don't know what they're missing out on. They have so much stress and things going on their lives. If they just go to the Lord, they'd have so much more peace. I want to read Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3:5. This is one of my favorite verses. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And that's what I have for tonight. And I just leave you with that verse, and you can think upon it. And I hope you heard me okay.